We are digressing here at the 2017 Filene's Big Bright Minds with Mr. JB Orecchia from Savvy Money. How are you, JB?
I'm great, yeah. Happy to be here. It's a conference that I love. So what can I do for you today?
Well, let's talk about Savvy Money for a quick second. So give folks out there a quick 411 on what it's all about.
Yeah, so we provide integrated credit scores inside online banking, mobile banking, and a standalone app. So if you think about, you know, Credit Karma and providing, you know, credit scores to general consumers, we actually provide it to financial institutions built into online banking. And in addition to that, we overlay lending criteria on top. So it's not just a credit score or credit monitoring or credit alerts. We provide the entire credit report as well. You can update that daily. And then we're actually using the service to help drive additional loan volume for the financial institution.
So how did you
over 100 institutions on our
platform.
Wow,
good job. Yeah. Good job. So what was the impetus? What kind of sparked this idea for you guys? Because it's such a great idea because it's really integrated with the whole online banking with the credit union.
Yeah. So I've been in financial services now 28 years. Started my career in lending for 10 years from 88 to 98, and then I was part of the original team at freecreditreport.com.
Oh, okay.
So for 10 years, we were the first to deliver credit reports and credit scores. And as you know, that wasn't a free product, that was a subscription product.
Sure.
And so that changed when Credit Karma decided to give away these services for free. And I think it's the absolute right decision. I think they had a great product and a great service. Mm-hmm. But if you're a financial institution, you don't want your very best members and customers going to Credit Karma and then losing them out the back door.
Exactly.
And so, sorry, Credit Karma, I love your service. But, you know, we had to build a product for financial institutions mm-hmm. to build a better relationship with their members.
Yeah, it sounds like integration is the key there, just to keep it all like nice, tight, cohesive relationship there.
Yeah, so what we're trying to do for the members in the case of credit unions is provide, one, a great service for people to improve their credit score mm-hmm. And to understand all the factors of it. And mm-hmm. so we see, you know, obviously about 40% of the members are your A credit, so they're already at the top threshold of credit. Mm-hmm. And then we're seeing after 12 months about 35% of the members actually improving their credit score. Mm-hmm. And part of that is when they go in and understand all the factors and how all everything works as it relates to their credit score, mm-hmm. They're able to make changes. The other big thing in the industry is being able to provide what rates you qualify for. So if you think about being alerted, your score goes into a new band and you actually see, oh wow, now I qualify for a 3% auto loan instead of a 5% auto loan. And so now here's the exact savings. And so we show all the savings, all the calculations, they can run scenarios, and then we link them into the loan origination system as well.
Well, it's very exciting for the member. It's like, oh my gosh, now I qualify for this, you know?
That's right.
And you can, it's almost kind of gamifying it, you know? The better you do, the better loan you can get, that type of thing.
Yeah, I think you'll see more services like this where it's consumer empowerment, mm-hmm. I call it, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
The first foray into credit was really demystifying a credit score or even knowing how to read a credit report. So that was kind of like credit reports and scores, phase one.
Yeah.
Phase two is, hey, this stuff should be free, right? Phase three is, now I want to know what things I need to do and then exactly analyze every financial offer that I have mm-hmm. and show me where I'm deficient mm-hmm. and show me where I can save money.
Yep.
And over time, taking advantage of those better offers will actually improve your credit score because your debt will drop, right? So if you reduce the interest rate on your debt, you pay it down faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a domino effect to improving your financial life.
I love it. I love it. Such a great idea. It's one of those ideas like, why didn't I think of that? You know, so the V8 moment.
Yeah.
we all talk about. So what's the experience the consumers are having with Savvy Money? I think you kind of touched on it where they're kind of like, gosh, if I do this, I get that type of thing.
That's right. Yeah, so I think the first thing is better understanding, right? Mm-hmm. So there's this feeling of, oh, now I kind of know how this works, mm-hmm. right? So that's number one.
Yeah.
Number two, actually reducing that friction where if I apply for a loan, I'm going to get a ding on my credit. Well, I'd kind of like to know what I could get before I get the ding on my credit, right?
Yeah.
So bringing that to the surface. And then, you know, we also do a little bit with financial education as well and content. And so it's really, you know, all around trying to get them motivated to become better borrowers,
right?
And more educated borrowers.
Yeah, I think for years, your credit score is this mystery number. You know, it's like, How does that happen? It sounds like you
we
guys are
down in the percentages. Yeah, yeah. So we actually say, hey, payment history is 40%, utilization is 23%. So we go through each category and break it down. So you have an idea of the weighting of what the impact is on your credit.
And so what are future plans for Savvy Money? What's on the horizon for you guys?
Well, one is to help lenders with identifying opportunities to market, right? And so we track 24 months worth of credit data. We provide our credit unions and banks with very valuable information as to who's in market, who's not in market. We're looking at the click information of what's happening within the online banking experience. And so those are all triggers to, hey, take advantage of this opportunity now as an institution, right? Giving them visibility to what their members are doing.
Yep. How has it been, switching gears here a little bit, how has it been working with credit unions with your product?
Yeah, so having been in the internet space for a while now, so late 90s, credit unions don't move quite as fast. And so so patience,
we're getting there.
Patience has been has been one thing, yeah. But I will say this, is that when they lean in and when they embrace the functionality, they're the best partners. Yeah. The core product itself is fulfilling a credit union mission, which is to help people better their financial lives, right? Which is super important. And they want to make more loans. And in many cases, credit unions have great rates. Like, the auto loan rates are amazing. And so highlighting the opportunity where people are deficient and they didn't know they could save X is super valuable, because you can help them drive incremental loan volume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this leads them down the road to getting a loan, because, oh, wow, I qualify for that. Let's do it. We can finally do it now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool. All right, I want to bring it home here, because I know you got lots of stuff to do. What are any insights or any takeaways from Big Bright Minds? Anything you want to add about the show in particular?
Yeah, I think the one thing that, you know, if you look at their motto, think, do, change, right? And it's about taking one or two things away from an event like this and taking action. It's so easy to come out to an event like this. You get charged up. You see some great ideas. And to go back and get busy in doing work. I think the important thing is to pick a couple of things that you learned at this conference and take them back and actually do them, and take a certain portion of what it is that you learned from this conference and force yourself to take action when you go back.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Great words to end on. Anything else to add to wrap up here, JB?
No,
appreciate you taking time.
That's it, yeah.
Well, good job. Thanks. Keep up the good work. Well done.
All right. Nice.